Thanks for sticking around, Murphy Houston, on Mile High Magazine. And joining me now is Stephanie Pico, who's the mayor of the city of Centennial and also president of Centennial Arts and Cultural Foundation. Stephanie, welcome to Mile High Magazine. Good to have you this morning.
Well, thank you for having me today.
It's our pleasure, too. And also we have Libby Swenson, who's the regional director of donor engagement at Love Justice International. And Libby, you too. Welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. And Stephanie, I'm going to talk to you first. This Love Justice, not sure what it is. What brings Love Justice and the Centennial Arts and Cultural Foundation together for this special event?
Well, the Centennial Arts and Cultural Foundation, it works out of a place called the Village Workspace, and Love Justice is also headquartered there as well. And we started sharing some of our experiences together and working together on a couple of other things, and it just seemed a great fit for the Arts and Cultural Foundation to work with Love Justice and the Freedom 58 Project to bring the art that is on display at the Village Workspace to the attention of the public and to bring more attention to what Love Justice works on, which is an anti-human trafficking organization.
Well, then let's bounce up to Libby. Now, Libby, can you talk more about this Love Justice type event and maybe explain a little bit about what human trafficking is? I know we hear a lot about it, unfortunately, but maybe you can explain more as to what it is.
Absolutely, yeah. Human trafficking, also known as trafficking in persons, is a crime that involves compelling or coercing a person to provide labor or services or to engage in commercial sex acts. And the coercion can be subtle, it can be overt, physical or psychological. And let me tell you, human trafficking happens and occurs all over the world, whether it's Denver or whether it's Kathmandu, Nepal. It's a very serious problem. It's the fastest growing criminal industry in the world today. And our organization, Love Justice International, we have a specific strategy to fight against human trafficking. And our strategy is called transit monitoring. And what I mean by that is we work in places of transit. We work in airports, train stations, metro stations, international borders, and our staff are looking for any type of suspicious activity, anything that looks a little bit off. You know, like, why is this very young girl walking with this older man from this country to another country? Why is this little boy walking around by himself in a bus station looking lost and alone? And so what we will do then is we will do an interview, just kind of some quick questions. Hey, where are you going? What are you doing? If their stories don't match up, let's say, for instance, this young girl says, oh, I don't know this person, but he's offered me a great job in another country. I can make money and send it back home to my family. We ask the alleged trafficker the same question, and he may say, oh, no, this is my cousin. Oh. I am taking her to go see some family. And so we then, once that happens, we call that a red flag. Once that happens, we will then begin asking more questions. Once we have determined that this person is indeed at high risk of trafficking, we work alongside local law enforcement, and we will aid in the arrest of the trafficker. And we are contacting the victim's families, making sure that they have a safe place to go. And so we will pay for all of their transportation back home. If home is not a safe place for them, then we will provide shelter in a new community for this person to be in.
That's a big deal. And it's bigger in Colorado than people realize, isn't it, Libby?
Oh, yes. Yes, most certainly.
Yeah, people think, oh, that can't be Colorado. That doesn't happen around here. Not from what I've heard from some of my legal friends, I'll tell you that.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. It happens in basically every city, every small town, every big town, you know, the suburbs, all kinds of places around the world and in our local communities, unfortunately.
Oh, no doubt. So, Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about this event you're doing in conjunction with Love Justice and the Centennial Arts and Cultural Foundation. What is this event?
So So our event is Wednesday the 21st from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the Village Workspace. And what we have at the Village Workspace is works of art that were commissioned to support Love Justice by the Freedom 58 Project. And these are local artists that were told the stories of people who were saved from human trafficking.
Oh.
And the artists took the stories and turned them into an artistic rendition. And some of these paintings are 5 foot by 10 foot wide.
Holy cow.
Huge.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful display of over 120 pieces of art that are on the walls at the Village Workspace. And so we would like to invite people to come and join us, hear from some of the artists that are there representing their work, and also hear from Love Justice, hear from our district attorney's office, our sheriff's office, as to what human trafficking's impact is to us locally and what people can do to help support the anti-human trafficking movement. It will be a great evening of, you know, of information, a little bit of entertainment and looking through the artists and the artwork that's on the walls and having people tell you the story. Each piece of art has an elaborate story that's attached to it, and all those can be downloaded on your phone through a QR code, or we'll have personal people walking people through the gallery to tell them the exact stories of why these artwork pieces of art are so significant in this movement.
Unbelievable. Now, do you have to get tickets? Is there a cost to get in? And where's the location?
It is a free event, and you can either go to the Centennial Art Foundation website at centennial-art.org, and you can sign up for a free ticket on Eventbrite.
Well, let's talk a little bit more while I got you here, Stephanie, and this whole thing about human trafficking, which is a horrible situation. What is being done to fight human trafficking by law enforcement agencies? Can you maybe answer that?
A little bit. I have some information from our district attorney's office that we have a human trafficking unit that includes a prosecutor, an investigator, and a victim witness specialist here in Arapahoe County in the Judicial District 18. And also in Colorado, in the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a large increase in legislation that has actually helped prosecute people and put them in jail for human trafficking. And in the past few years, we've had up to 250 cases that have been able to be effectively prosecuted in human trafficking, whereas before the changes in legislation, we'd only had 2 in the 10 years prior to that.
Uh-huh.
So there's really being a lot of work done in this area. And there's also places where we have a hotline that Colorado has established and regional area for reporting human trafficking. And so you can either text to help to call in human trafficking things that you might be worried about, or you can email it. And that phone number for the trafficking hotline is 888-373-7888. And you can call that number at any time. It's manned 24/7 and report anything that's suspicious and human trafficking.
Boy, you guys are on top of it. That's Stephanie Pico, who's the mayor of City of Centennial. And Stephanie's also president of the Centennial Arts and Cultural Foundation. And also joining us is Libby Swenson, the regional director of donor engagement at Love Justice International. And getting back to you, Libby, what is the strategy Love Justice implements to help combat human trafficking?
Yes. Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we have a strategy called transit monitoring. Another thing Stephanie has mentioned is we are partnering with Freedom 58, and so we are also using art to help raise awareness about this horrific problem of human trafficking. My husband and I actually founded Freedom 58. My husband played for the Broncos for 10 years. His name is Bob Swenson.
Oh, Bob. Nice. Good football player.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
No, that sparked me right up. Well, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, several years ago when we first started talking about this problem of human trafficking, he just said he just had no idea what was happening in the world. And I would say that that's true of many, many people. Like, it's so hideous. The crime is so hideous.
that
yes.
we almost don't want to believe it really exists. But when Bob started really researching and asking questions, watching some documentaries, he just said, well, how can I get involved? What can my piece of the pie be in this fight against human trafficking? And he came up with an idea of an art exhibit. He said, you know, what if we had paintings created of people who have been intercepted by Love Justice from human trafficking? And what if we actually give their stories such dignity? You know, a portrait. Sure. Sometimes when we think of, you know, who has portraits painted of themselves? We think of people of great status, presidents and kings and queens and nobility, right? But what if we gave status to some of the most vulnerable people in the world today?
Good thinking.
And we highlight their dignity. And that is really what the entire art exhibit is about. We want to highlight the dignity of people who have been taken advantage of, people who are now living in freedom. That is the idea. And what I love about the story of Bob is just a reminder that everybody can get involved in some way.
Well, that's just what I was going to ask you. How do we get involved?
Yeah.
Such a great idea.
Question, Murphy.
Yeah. I'm on my game. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Tell Bob I'm on my game.
Well, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities with Love Justice. We would love volunteers with Freedom 58 to help us with the art, people that are good at graphic design, people that are good at data. We also, you know, we exist by financial support of people from all over the world. So people can join our team to be a part of this fight. They can find more information about giving to Love Justice on our website. If people wanted to go to that and find out ways to get involved.
Sure. And what is that website? Why I have you here, Libby, so we don't forget to get
okay.
that out. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The website is lovejustice, one word, .ngo, which stands for non-government organization. So lovejustice.ngo. People can go to the website, find more information, learn about our strategy, and get involved that
Sounds
way.
Sounds great. And Stephanie, before I let you go, the time's just blowing by here. Again, more information about the event. When is it? Where is it? When should we show up and find out more information?
Great. Well, the Village Workspace is the location. It is on Havana and Centennial, just across from Topgolf, so really easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
It is Wednesday, February 21st. From 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And it's really an open house format, so don't feel that you have to be stuck with that time, because everyone will be there at 5:30, around 6:15. We'll have some introductions and provide people with some background information on the art that they're about to experience. And then we will have private tours and guided tours throughout the art exhibit so that you can see and hear the stories of the people that have been saved from human trafficking.
And do you have more information about the event on your website with the city?
We do. You can go, not the city, but the Centennial Arts and Cultural
okay.
Foundation website is centennial-art.org.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on today. That's Stephanie Pico, the mayor of the city of Centennial and president of the Centennial Arts and Cultural Foundation, and Libby Swenson from the regional director of the donor engagement at Love Justice International. Really, you guys are doing a wonderful job. If we can help any way over here at Bonneville Broadcasting, you got to reach out, because this human traffic thing is a horrible, horrible situation, and we need to fight it. We need to stop it. And we want to help do whatever we can. And this event sounds super. So thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today to talk about it.
Thank you very much for the
Thank
opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. And you guys too. Mile High Magazine, Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.